Hey guys, thank you for again stopping by, and I kind of wanted to start it off this real estate tips and journey by just kind of going through the stuff that you know, myself, Kate, Avery, and Michaela went through to start seeing changes in our life with personal growth and also with just financial growth. And so one of the things I go back, and this story is a very emotional story for me, for a guy that's always tough too in the emotion department. And I'm sure you can ask my wife, or if you are a friend of my wife, I'm sure somehow you've gotten intel on that. And so one of the things I want to start off with is, you know, how did we go about doing all the stuff we do, and you know, we have twin girls, and you know, we both have a career, you know, from a nurse to, I work for the DOD, and I'm also in the Army Reserve. And one of the things that, you know, when I met Kate, you know, we always wanted to do more. We always wanted more in life than just to be on the average. That was always something that I think when Kate and I met, it was always something I was always after. Is I don't want to be average. I was average in school, you know, I'm average in learning, but I just didn't want to be average in overall in life. And so one of the things we did was, you know, I kept just trying to seek more information, seek more knowledge from people that were ahead of me. And I think that's one of the first thing for anyone that want to start to have more than what they have now. And that can be anything. It can be, you know, you want to have more spiritual, you want to have more financial, you want to have more cars, you want to have, you know, better shoes. You just got to find someone that has what you want. You truly have to find someone that has what you want, and you start putting yourself towards that person and being around that person, because, you know, the saying of birds that flock together, birds that stay together flock together. And that's a true thing. And trust me, when we go through these audio, I'm going to try to make this natural as possible. Some of the quotes, it won't be the best quotes. So if you're expecting the nice, you know, boom, you know, quotes, I'm going to jack them up at times. But my heart is in a good place when I'm trying to quote them or trying to remember these quotes. But one of the things I did was I went ahead and, you know, we bought about 4 or 5 properties at the time. And we did it normal. We did it normal through just going to the bank and asking to borrow money, which was a painful process, but that's what we did because we wanted some rentals. We wanted our primary. And so that's what we did for a few years when we first met. And we were able to acquire about 4 at the time. And, you know, we had a couple of rentals, plus we had a primary home. And, you know, my goal was to try to have more. You know, at the time, which Donald Trump wasn't the president, and at the same time, I'm not bashing him as well. But, you know, I was trying to figure out how did he acquire all these properties and had 200 units and condos and homes and et cetera. And so I was always seeking to try to figure out how I can get to that goal of having more units, more homes. So we went to the bank, and I went there, sat down, and the bank was pretty much treating me as if I was a terrorist to buy the fifth home. They were asking a lot of questions, and then they went ahead and said, you know what? Okay, if you're answering those questions, but let's go ahead and throw some hurdles in front of you. And so one of the hurdles is they want us to have about $175,000. And again, this was at a point where $175,000, was a lot of money. It is still a lot of money, but if you start to have a different mindset, that truly becomes a couple of transactions. But back to what I was saying on the story, so $175,000 was a lot of money. It was a lot of money, and that kind of kicked me right in the gut, you know, in a nice way of saying it. And when we went back home and we kind of tried to figure that out, it just wasn't possible at the time. You know, we both have our jobs, and plus the career, Army career, and then plus we had twin girls that we were getting our ass kicked. Because we were learning that as well. But one of the things I was trying to figure out is how do I do it? How do I get forward? And then a couple years later, this probably was like 2010 to 12, and as you know, the market was pretty crappy at the time. It was going through a big issue. It was going through a big change of cycle. A lot of foreclosures, bank letting go, having properties, and etc. No one has money and a lot of property. So one day I was driving, and again, I work in a DOD, and driving to work, you know, I'm driving, and I'm, you know, usually I have the radio on, listening to probably some R&B, some hip-hops, and that's something I usually always do during that time frame. And I heard something on the radio, and it was like, hey, you know, we got these guys coming in from California, and we're gonna do a thing out there, and we're gonna flip your houses, and we're going to do all of that. And one of the things I kind of heard that, and I was driving to work, and I heard to flip my thing, you know, you want to have more cash, you can flip houses, and it's like, you know, yeah, whatever. And I let it go, and, you know, a couple of days later, you know, still driving again back to work, and sure enough, I hear it again, because, you know, usually the week they're coming in, they're pretty heavy on promotion, and it's all over the radio. So I heard it again the second time, and I thought to myself, you know, yeah, that sounds good, but I'm okay. You know, I don't think that's what we're going to do. And so I left, got out of the car, went to work, and, you know, again, driving to work a couple more days later after that. We're going to be here tomorrow, so now I'm just one day away from this event that I heard again. We're going to be here tomorrow. We've got 4 hours free. Now, 4 hours free, it was like, you know what? It's free. And I need to figure out how to do this. I need to figure it out. It was just a very drawing thing for me to figure out how to do it. So anyway, I went ahead and I went. I went to this 4 hour, which I went with an individual, and I went, you know, I grabbed a friend, actually I grabbed a family member, and I went to this event. I went to this event, and this event was for 4 hours, and the 4 hours, they were just given hard materials and information on how to buy your home, where to find the money, how to come up with making money with no money. So all these kind of techniques on how to be successful in real estate, they were giving it, and they gave so much, it was just enough to confuse you. It was just enough to make me understand it makes sense, but at the same time, I don't really know how to apply that. And so while I was excited on information, and it gave me a lot because I've already been through personal experience from those four homes and a couple of rentals, that I knew that that made sense, but at the same time, I didn't know really how to apply it to build up that momentum to have, you know, one property a month or buying two properties a month and doing all these deals that we're doing now that is kind of becoming normal to where before, it was you crazy? I'd be happy if I buy one house a year. I'll be happy. And that may be something your goal to as well. If I buy one house a year, I'll be happy. And while you might think that is a crazy thing to think, it's truly not. And it's again, it's just changing the way you think. And then it becomes a different reality. So that four-hour class had a upsell. And that's something you're going to learn, and I can save you that headache right now, and I'm learning, not headache, but I'm saving you the market strategy for these events. So pretty much they had an upsell was about 17 grand. I'm sorry, 1700 bucks. So take that back, 1700 bucks. So 1700 bucks, I went ahead and took a check, and the individual I had at the time with me, I was like, hey man, you know, let's do this together. We'll go half. Because again, everyone is afraid to fail, right? And I was afraid to fail as well. I was very afraid to fail. And so I told the other person that I came with, I said, hey man, let's do a half on this. Let's do half and let's see if this thing worked. But I told that individual, hey, this stuff does make sense. I won't just put my money to something just for the reason, just for doing it. While I have a job and a couple of jobs, and my wife is, you know, we're okay, but we're not living great, and I didn't want to just waste 1700 bucks because I could have just bought something cool with it, for a car or for my watch or for my wife or for my kids. So I didn't just want to waste 1700 bucks, but I asked my buddy, the individual that was with me, to say, let's split that so that way we can do the, if we both fail, it's just a halfway. And if we do be successful at it, it would affect my family, and it would affect your family. And so I was pretty cool about that. So anyway, I told the individual, and the individual was like, well, you have the money, and, you know, I think you should just do it, and I'll come along. And that right there was a warning sign to me to let me know that, okay, this person wants to tag along but doesn't want to take that uncomfortable pressure, which to me, I felt like, you know, that's not fair. Well, this person thinks I have the money, long story short, I got a little bit of money, but I don't have all of it. And anyway, it didn't work out. So I told the individual, hey, you know what? Think about it. Let me know on the next day, and I won't come chase you. I won't chase you. I know I'm going to go forward, whether it's with you or whether it's without you. So day went by, or the weeks went by, and that individual didn't decide to bring that topic back up. And that was okay, because I knew I was going to move forward. I knew I had that desire for more information. So I went ahead and signed up, $1,700, gave him the check, and I was able to go to a 3-day class. And again, I'm going to save you guys the question marks on, you know, does these event, you know, how do they strategically upsell. And so this 3-day event, I went, the first day was about, you know, from 8 o'clock to about, you know, 6, 7 o'clock at night, and it was a lot of information. I mean, hard hit information. And the first information was wholesale, how to wholesale, how to make money with no money, how to be creative on it. You know, a lot of people think in real estate, you have to have money to buy a property. And that is somewhat the case, but it also, it doesn't have to be your money. It can be other people's money. And that's where that whole OPM, other people's money, comes in. And again, to truly understand that, you understand that everything is possible when it comes to real estate, because it physically doesn't have to be your money. It could be someone else's. And then you might think in your head, well, I don't know anyone that has money. Then you need to build your network. You need to build a bigger network that has money, because, again, birds that stay together flock together. And so if you're in a network of people that you're saying, I ain't got no money, then there's a good chance this is your opportunity now to start branching and finding other birds. Maybe, you know, you can always go back to that section of bird. But at the same time, you might want to go to birds that are maybe not pigeons or doves, but start looking for those eagles. And I'm not trying to be mean or rude, but you might want to start flying with eagles if you are trying to become one. So anyway, back to what I'm saying. And just so you guys know, I'm new with this, and I might be jumping off, and hopefully I catch it back. So anyway, you know, so a couple of days go by. The second day, we did another large class, and that was another positive thing. And I'm having notebooks of notes, and those notes, I have them. I have those notes. I have them in my room downstairs, which is what I label the office, the creative thinking environment, which is just a normal bedroom that I made into an office. And actually, that's where Yellow Ribbon is operating from. It's operating from my home in one of my bedrooms. You know, and again, you probably have heard this before, but Yellow Ribbon is a small business that is doing big business income. Because of the people we're connecting with. So back on track, the third day, what happened the third day? The third day was about a half a day. They showed us how to, again, use other people's money. And one of the great ways right now, and I can tell all of you this great tip, right? Because I'm sure everybody in this audience right now, everyone that's listening, has a credit card, right? And if everyone has a credit card, raise your hand. Okay, so that's pretty much everybody. And ladies, you know, not stereotyping, but and males too. But if you have a credit card, this is what I want you guys to do. One of the tips I learned right off the bat on how to, when you borrow money, how to borrow it at the lowest cost. One of the first tips was, they gave us in that class was, go ahead, guys. I want you guys to, and it was a tip which was meant to also do what I'm going to say later. And so one of the things they said is, I want you to go home and I want you to call all the credit cards you have. And I want you to ask 3 questions to them. First question is, what is my interest rate? And we did that when I went home. So I went home, I only had 2 credit cards at the time, and I think I might have had less than 20 or 30,000 on those credit cards, two cards. One was the USAA, and anyone that knows USAA is a great company for military and spouses and family. And then the other one, I can't remember what it was, but it was probably a Chase or something. And it just had barely under $30,000. And I'm a guy that is very wise on spending most of the time. I had a very low balance, maybe $300 on both cards. That was under $30,000. So anyway, the first question was, what is my interest rate? So I called up both companies, and I asked that question. They gave it to me. I can't remember what it was. My second question, which is what, again, I was directed to do from these bank. The second question was, I need you guys to lower my interest rate. So that's the second thing they asked us to do. And I called that night, and I did that to those two cards. And the first question the lady said was, okay, Matt, sir, what's the reason for that? And then everything in life is a story. Everything in life, you have to have a story behind it. That was another thing I learned inside of that class is to be special, you have to have a story. Everyone likes a story. You know, in America, everyone likes that story where someone comes from nothing and they move themselves all the way up to now being successful and connecting with people. And whatever that connect may be, it's all up to whoever that individual wants to connect with. Spiritual, financial, basketball, a singer, dancer, etc. So everyone likes a story. So one of the things the lady asked was, what's the reason for you get one to lower the interest rate? So I told her a story. And it wasn't a story to lie, because at the same time, I didn't know why they were telling us to do these three things. But at the same time, I had just enough story to say, you know, I'm looking to purchase more on this card. And I think it would be wise if I'm going to borrow money, instead of having it at 10%, if you can lower my interest rate to 8 or 7, I will buy more. And that story right there on both cards was able to say, you know what, sir, hold on 1 second. Let me see what I can do. So now she comes back on the phone and she said, hey, you know what, sir, good to tell you. We can lower your interest rate. You're probably at 10, and I'm just guessing numbers, and we can probably go down to 8.53, and would that work for you? Right off the back, I said, yes, that will work. And so both cards, again, they both were lowered, because I was a good paying customer, and I have been a good paying customer. And so then the third thing they asked us to do is, I want you to increase my credit limit. So, again, they said, I want to go home, and I want you to tell them, I want to increase my credit limit. Again, at the time, I had no idea why these three questions was our homework, but this was on the second day, and so I did what I was told, because one of the things I learned in life, to make your life easy, if someone is in front of you, or if that ego is telling you to do something, and you are on a lower level of altitude for flying, and the ego is soaring a little bit higher than you, if the ego tells you what to do, or if that individual, that person, that mentor, say something, the most reward you can do for that person is to do exactly what they say, because it means a lot. Not only will it mean a lot to you once you understand it, it will also mean a tremendous amount to them, because you took action. And a lot of times people are told a lot of times to do something, and they never do it. And to the person that gave that advice, gave that instruction, it's a sad thing. It's truly, and that has happened many times to me, where I've had best interest in someone because I want to see someone shine. I want to see someone soar as well as high as they can. But when they don't apply action, it's very sad to me. It hurts. But back to what I was saying, I said I want to increase my credit limit to, you know. And again, lady said, and what's the reason for that, sir? And the same story. I want to do that because I want to buy more products. I want to use your card more. I want to use your card more. And so when they did that, she got off the phone again and went over on the, hold on 1 second, sir. And she went ahead and did her thing. Came back over, sir, we were able to increase your credit limit to another 5 or 10 grand. And so a total with both cards, I think I had probably 25 or 30. Now I had $45,000 credit card. with only $300 or $400 of usage. So both cards went up in the amount that was limit, and also my interest rate went down. Both were successful, so I'm excited. Got off the phone. Oh snap! It worked. That first tip that they gave us to physically do something, a lot was just information, knowledge. And the first thing they told us to do was that, the credit card. And it worked. So I was excited. So the next day, you know, we did a couple rehearsal in class. We actually called a house from Craigslist, and the guy was on the phone, and he picked a house, and it was truly an event. So he randomly picked a house, and we had our homework. They went ahead and did a deal live on this seminar, and they went ahead and picked. We were supposed to put our name and phone number into a hat, and actually they picked my wife out of about 2,000 people. We all put it into this bucket. They shaked it up and they picked out a house. Our homework was to find a couple houses and find out all the information we needed to, and then they were going to pick one of those deals to do live. So, long story short, they actually went ahead out of 2,000 people, which was fairly honest, and I believe it was true. They went ahead and picked out my wife's name. And they said, who's Kate Lindsay? And sure enough, I'm excited because they said if they do this deal, they're going to give us our first opportunity. And they're going to give us that deal, which is whatever house or whatever structure they do, they're going to give it to us. So, they did the deal, and oh snap, they did a deal. We were going to get like 30 grand from it, and the house was going to give us a monthly payment of about 100 bucks, positive cash flow, and it was all exciting, and we were supposed to meet the person after the event. And long story short, it tried to work out, but it never did. That thing never worked out, but it sounded good in front of everyone. They did attempt to do it, but at the same time, one of the things you can't control is you can control yourself, and you can do a lot of stuff to make the deal work. But I feel like the buyer finally had some cold feet, or they went ahead and talked to other family members, and they just decided not to do it. So the deal didn't work out, and I really believe the deal didn't work out because of the person that structured it and the mentor guy from the seminar, but because of the buyer finally saying, you know what, I decide not to sell the house. So we never got anything. The deal went away. Anyway, that third day, that's where everything came to a big turning point for me. A very big turning point. One of that turning point was they had another upsell. Again, this is something that I was never in before. So I'm giving you some good tips here that these seminars are powerful. Depending on which one you go to, and I can't root for every one of them, but I can root for the seminar that I went to. And that was that seminar, and that was Jeff Adams. I don't think he's in the business anymore, because that business is a very tough business. Yes, they make a lot of money from the programs, but I'm sure there's a lot of lawsuit, and I'm sure people that don't apply action also is pissed off, and they're blaming others than themselves. So anyway, there was an upsell for, what was it? There was an upsell that third day, where they're going to take us for the 3 months, so 90 days, they're going to give us a mentor, I think every 2 weeks, call-in conference. They're going to take us from A through Z into real estate. I'm getting a little bit thirsty here, but they're going to take us A through Z in real estate, and they're going to help us all the way. Everything they told us, which was so much information, I mean, I get a headache. Because, again, I'm not the wisest guy in the world, and it takes a little bit to comprehend. So, all this new information, one, it's making me uncomfortable. Two, I'm getting a headache. Three, where do I start? So, they came up with a package, and it was $38,000. And, again, that's $38,000. I'm not messing this one up. It wasn't $3,800. It was $38,000. They had an upsell. An upsell was for that 90 days of package. They're going to give you all the material. They're going to give us a mentor that we can talk to probably, I think, every 2 weeks on a conference call. And if you get up right now and get in the back, we have these I think they had almost like 15 to 20 books. You get up right now, because I guess, you know, that number, they kind of already know what how many people probably will react. Or maybe they have the other 2,000 books in the back. But for me, for what I saw in my experience, there was only 20 books and $38,000 you have to do to get up to go back there. And so as that's going on, they're talking and said, go ahead, just get up anytime, go back there and get this book. And that was the turning point in my life. That was the turning point for Kate's as well. Because not only did I see that, I went ahead and I looked at Kate and we looked at each other. And it was like, I got to do this. I have to do this. And one of the things that I realized in that moment was I got up, went back there, filled out this paperwork. And as I filled it out, I'm shaking, writing down my credit card information. And remember again, I had less than probably 25, 30 grand. And now all of a sudden, I had 40 or 45 grand in my account. So you see, the tip that they gave us the night before was for a reason. They wanted us to have enough limit to purchase this product. Was that a convincing, was that a trick? I can say a little bit. It probably was a trick, but at the same time, they kind of didn't give us the full story on it. But at the same time, I see it as also a blessing because they allowed me to have the opportunity to afford the course. At the same time, it was a little bit of a very slick thing to do. And I kind of got that aha moment. That's why. They wanted us to have this money to pay for it. They didn't want you to say, well, my credit card, I ain't got it. They wanted you to pay. So anyway, went ahead, signed up, you know, took my two cards, swiped it, and that card would just instantly charge 28 grand on one, 10 grand on the other. Boom. Oh, man. Got the books, CDs. This is back in, I can't remember if it was in SeaTac or Seattle. Or Tacoma. I think it was in like Tequila area. It was in Tequila area in Washington State. And so I took that and we got in the car, went home, and I'm nervous, man. You know, I'm nervous. I'm nervous and I want to vomit because we just spent $38,000 on some books and a promising mentor and a promising future. That it was very dark. It was very dark. And you know, again, I knew, though, when I got up from that seat, I knew there was two lessons to be learned before I purchased that book. And I mentioned that to myself. And one of them was, you know, I looked at the guy and they had a nice watches and nice shoes and jacket and I looked at it and I said, you know, there's two things I'm going to learn today. And the first one is that this is a scam. And this is a scam. And if it is a scam, I'm never, ever going to buy anything else from people like this or from these seminars. I'm never, ever going to do it again because it's a scam. So that was my first thing that I told myself. The second thing I told myself was that if this happens to be true, if this information they're saying, if this mentor is going to do and answer my question, then my life is going to change. My financial life is going to change. So that was a two question I had for myself, that if this is a scam, I will never, ever listen to another of these seminars. I will never go back to it. I don't want to look at infomercials. I don't want to do any of that stuff. And the other one was, if this information is correct, if this system they have, this process of how to do this, how to figure out how to structure a deal, how to put contractors together, how to put lenders, brokers, how to make all of these guys work together for a team that you want and a goal that you want. And I went ahead and just did it. And it was one of those two was going to happen to me. And as you fast forward now, 3-4 years in January, so 2018 will be 4 years. And if you go back 4 years and today, if you know, to 2018 now, in a couple of days. If you go and look at that now to where we at right now, and some of you guys kind of know the story and how it played out. But for some of you guys that don't know the story, that was a truly, truly the best debt that I got into to get out of debt. So again, that was the best debt that I got into to get out of debt. And it was, it's amazing, and that saying is kind of weird, but it is true. From there on out, you know, and I think I'm going to index from here. I'm going to call it a day for today. But definitely I would love to take off from another story, from this story, but another day. I am, again, new at this, and my voice is getting a little bit there, and I need some water. I need to just kind of collect the rest of my thought from that process. And then move forward. So again, thank you guys for sticking around for 30-something minutes. I would love to take off from that end the next episode we have. And the reason I'm sharing this episode is just to kind of give you, and hope you can understand that, there was never any magical person that came down and changed our future in finance. There was nothing of that nature. It was us needing to change it. It was me seeking more. And that's something I hope you're doing as well. And, you know, again, if you're seeking those and you're just going into the same roadblocks roadblocks, the reason you might be doing that is because you don't have someone that have seen those roadblocks, that has maneuvered or jumped over it like a hurdle and been successful of completing those roadblocks. And so it's important to have people, again, and have individuals that are ahead of you in life. It's okay. You know, in our life right now, you know, and I need to wrap it up like I said, but in our life right now, I try to have people that are ahead of me in life. And people that are, you know, my friends and peers, that's fine too, but I seek to make sure that I'm in an environment that someone is soaring a little bit higher than me. Or, you know, a lot of people are in front of me. I try to find that and make sure that I have people around me that are soaring a lot higher than I am. Because it not only allows me to think bigger, it allows me to understand that I still have a lot to do and never get to a point where I feel that I am on a platform that I'm good to go. So again, let's wrap this up. We'll start back off with the next episode to where... what happened after I purchased this course? We'll start off on that one. Again, this is Courtney, and if you guys want to go back to the backstory, you guys can always go look at yellowribbonventures.com or we're on Facebook or Instagram, and all those guys are us on there. You know, it's us. You know, it's not a lot of, you know, big facility or anything that's doing it. It's just us with everything else we got going on as well. So again, thank you guys, and I'll be back for more episode on just kind of how our journey started and how you guys can start your journey as well. All right. Thank you. Bye.